Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special source for every morning, Mimarasi Sheyichyu. And we're going to be discussing B'siyata Dishmaya, the Akedah, based on the Mamari Parad Yitzchak, Maran Arab, Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. And this is Torah he said in Sukkot in 1961. And it's the first night of Sukkot. It says in the Pasuk, V'haleo la'ola, Rashi says, "Shamar Avram, Shamar Avram, Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Avram said to Hashem, "Afarish lecha sichasi." Let me explain. Esmal amarta lekiv Yitzchak yikar lecha zari. Yesterday, he told me that Yitzchak, you're going to have a seed from Yitzchak. V'achshav haleo leola. And now you're telling me that he should go up as an ola. Which one is it? Amar lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu, motzis fase lo ashane. I'm not going to change my words. V'amarti lecha shechteu el haleo asikte achse. I didn't tell you to shecht him. I said to put him up on the Mizbeach. Put him up and take him down. So I never changed my words. Yitzchak was always supposed to be your Zera, and today I didn't really mean you should bring him as a carbon. I mean put him up and take him down. So there are those who I asked, could it be that the Navi doesn't know the parish of his Nevuah? Navi's supposed to understand the parish. So how could it be that Avram Avinu misunderstood Chas V'Shalom? The tzivui v'haleo leola. So mepia shmua, the following mahalach was said. The understanding of the tzivui v'haleo leola was only that he should be makdish him as an ola, put him on the mizbeach, and then memele medine ha-karban, he would have to shecht him. But now mitzad the tzivui of haleo. Haleo leola means be makdish him as an ola, put him in the Mizbeach, and now as a carbon you have to shecht him, but that's not what Haleo means. Haleo is in the shechting part. Haleo is just the Hakdasha as an Ola. And all this was understood by Avram, and then Afgamina Lamaisa, if it was a Tzivui directly on the Shechita, or like we said, the Shechita's Memele Medine HaKarban, is if they were Makdish and Male LaOla Ala Mizbeach, and then there was an Ones, and he wasn't able to shecht the animal. If the Tzivui was on the Shechita, Sof, he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah, even though Ones Rechman HaPatre. But if he was only mitzvah to make it into an ola, and onus rechman apatri on the shechita, he was already mekayim lemaisa what he was mitzvah to do. And here Avram Avinu was honest on the hakrava because he was told al tishlach yadcha lanar, and he was mekayim the mitzvah because he was malahim, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, asakte achse, put him up and take him down. And all of this was understood by Avram Avinu. And when Avram Avinu said Afarish lechasichasi, it was benogel lekiyum dinei ola. But what Avram Avinu meant was that yesterday you told me Yitzchak's going to be your seed, and now you're saying haleo leola, which means be makdishim as an ola, and then memele he's going to be shechted. That was Avram's kasha. And then Hashem answered him, "No, I'm going to make this ones." And you were actually Makai Maitzivui. So everything is fine. Because you were Makdishim as an Ola, and now you're an Enas. So you did everything you had to do, as far as Maitzivui is concerned. But it's not so Pashit. Because first of all, it's Mekubal Biyadenu B'fi Kol HaGedolim that the parish of Haleu is Shechteu. Shechteu. And not only to be makdishim as an ola, but actually to shechtim. The nisayon ha'akeda was that there was a tzivui b'nevua mefureshes to b'shecht his son. And the tzivui of al tishlach yadcha lanar is soser, the first tzivui. First tzivui is to bring him as a carbon, and then don't bring him as a carbon as a steward of that. Moreover, the lashon ha'kasuv is made. Whatever Avram did to Yitzchak, v'yakod is Yitzchak b'no, v'yasem m'sual ha'mizbech, m'imala eitzim, v'yishlach ha'mar v'siyado, v'yikasem ha'alachel, l'shchos is b'no. That was not enough to be zochet to the bracha. The ma'isa akeda is just taking the knife and being okay to Yitzchak b'no and putting on the mizbech, etc. That wasn't enough. Until he was actually shochet, the ayal, tachas b'no, v'yaleo lola, tachas b'no, then he was zochet to the bracha, ki v'recha v'rechacha. So you see that haleu means hakriveu. And also we have to ask from what's known to us in Chazal, the Madrega of Yitzchak, By Yitzchak, it doesn't say Zechira of Zechariah Yisbris Yaakov, Yisbris Yitzchak, Vavrisbris Avram Eskor. So it doesn't say Zechira by Yitzchak, only by Avram and Yaakov. There's no memory by Yitzchak. Why? Because Ephrod Sever, it's like his ashes are in the Mizbeach. He's always in front of God, there's nothing to remember. So the Metzias of Ephrod Sever Agam Mizbeach, that the ashes are piled in the Mizbeach, is an outcome of the Akedah. And it's Pashat that the Efer here is Efer Ayil. The ashes of the Ayil, because it says it's piled up. So there has to be some sort of Hakrava. So you see, the Nisayin of the Akedah was actual Hakrava. So we have to find a different explanation for the what went on here at the Akedah. Does it mean that Avraham Avinu misunderstood? So every Nabi understands what he's being told. This inyan of Ayaleh Lola Tachas Beno, that the Akrabas Ayal is going to be considered Kakrabas Yitzchak, is Ne'ela Meitano. It's hidden from us. And we don't have any musig what that means. Ayaleh Lola Tachas Beno. Nevertheless, there was some type of Akedah. Nevertheless, what type of Akedah would it have been if, when Avraham Avinu was told to be Malas Ben Ola Ola, Avraham Avinu would have said, here, take an aisle instead. Would have been a big joke. Chas v'shalom. In other words, because Dafka the Amida Ben Isayon allowed for the consideration of the aisle of this ram to be as an Ola instead of his son. Dafka, because he was willing to sacrifice his son Mamish, the aisle was afterwards considered like his son. Like someone said, that ayil achar, that's what it says in the pasuk, ayil achar nechaz b'svach, nochen ayil, a tzveter ayil, right? Ayil achar, another one, it's a different ayil, second ayil, after Yitzchak, because he was muchan lasus, Yitzchak is an ayil, now this is counting as being an ayil. So when Avraham Avinu was told ha'aleihu, it really meant to shecht him and be makrif him. But now that he's muchan lamud b'nisayon, he takes the knife, but osa rega, now ha'aleihu just means to put him up. So it emerges then that with the change of status of Avram, the perish of his Nevu also changed. And the Dvar Nevu is interpreted according to the Matzav of the Makabel B'Shahi. Dugma Rechoka we have by Ninveh Nepechas, by Yonah. So there are two Mashmoyos. Nepechas can be a Chorba, Nepechas can be Tshuva, Nepochim Maaseim. So that's what it means they turned over in Tshuva. So when he was sent to Bisei, he understood it means Chorban. And then afterwards he found out it means Tshuva. So when we can ask in the Mice of Yonah, every Navi understands what he's being told. And if Nepechas it means Hipucha Maisim, how did Yonah not know? Just when you're speaking to a Baal Tshuva, the stem of Hafuch is Hipucha Maisim. When you're speaking to Ninveir Risha, Hafuch is Hipuch, Shmama. There's no Koshi, it's Misparish Lefiyam Akabel. And then afterwards they did tshuva, they taka became bali tshuva. So ha'aleihu v'yakeda means shchita. Because until the time of v'yikach sa'ma'acheles b'yado, until the shas, amidah menisayon, ha'aleihu really means shchita. And then a new shayar came in, and now the second understanding is going to be actualized. That it's going to be like a kravas yitzchak. That the ayil, ma'ashach ni'al, is going to be like b'makrav yitzchak. So now the meaning changed. So it's really Motzei Sfasei Lo Hashana. God really didn't change. So this is all b'tchum ha'pshat. So now we'd like to be mamik in this nekuda. That the Nisayon itself changed the parish of the Nevuah. Chazal say it's talking about the Maisei Akedah. I never really intended that you should shecht Yitzchak. And the explanation is, like we said, that the moment Avraham Avinu was ready to shecht Yitzchak, then it turned out that lo al salibi, but first he had to be ready for the task. Okay, there's more to say, and Mir Tashem, B'li Neder, in the next shir we will continue explaining this. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.